The Mishnah. I'm an owl. Shover Adam es achoves lechol hemele grogus. Rashi. Melea grogus, v'saken o v'sayef lechol hemele grogus, te'ein v'mekalkel shum iser v'shabes. So the Rani asks the Kasha, ein v'mekalkel shum iser v'shabes? Are you kidding? Everyone knows, call him a kalk on the Keturin, the Gemara says. What does Potter mean, Abosai? Potter Avalasser. What does it mean? How can you say such a thing? How's it possible to say that there's absolutely no issue whatsoever? This is the second line on page Samach Aleph and Beis on top. Lo Nehira, the Nei, the call him a kalk on the Keturin, Yisr Mihaika. High in the time, it says around the cave, and the Biyam and the Kakal Potter have a loss, or Ocha Mishim Tzorach Shabbos, Shara Lechatchila. Whoa, so that was a Chiddush. Tzorach Shabbos, and the Kakal is Butter. Wow. As the Ran says, I always thought that the best Pshah is the Chasam Sova's Pshah. Chasam Sova says that Rashi, he doesn't spell this out, but that's what he probably means, Rashi is the Shittoso. You may recall, he mentions briefly, get back on Nav, Kuf, Chav, Beis, Amid Beis, question of Yesh Binyan Bekelem, we pass him, ain't binyan the steer of Bekalim, as we pass him, ain't binyan Bekalim and steer of Bekalim. So, the question is, does that mean there's never any, never? There's never binyan Bekalim? There's never steer of Bekalim in any which way, ever? So that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says never. And whenever there's going to be an Isser in these sukkis, the Isser is only going to be an Isser of Makkah B'Patish. But there's no binyan and steer b'kelim, period. It doesn't exist. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says it's what's called binyan gomor and steer gomor b'kelim. Okay? So the Shittas Rashi, according to Shittas HaTosfos, the problem over here is you take a clean and you break it, show there, you're over in Yisra of potentially Yisra of stira, because the Yesh steer b'kelim, at least in certain instances. According to Rashi, however, ain steer b'kelim klal. Yisra doesn't exist. Elamai, if you create a kli, you're in violation of Makkah B'Patish. So if all Rashi means, when Rashi says over here, on our Mishnah, Ein b'mekalkel shum iser b'shabbos, he means that there's a tool, there's a malacha, with an exception of mekalkel. That'll make it pot b'avalasa. There's no malacha at all. There's no opposite of Makkah B'Patish. The opposite of bone and sosa, like karka. There's no opposite of Makkah B'Patish. When Rashi is saying, Ein B'Mekalkel Shum Iser, because there isn't. There is not one of the 39 malachas of Shabbos that includes this as a prohibition, because it doesn't exist. Rabbos say that the Iser is only an Iser of Makkah B'Patish, which is a positive creativity. The opposite doesn't exist. So we have Sova Tupsha. We have the Pshat of Rashi, the way the Ran understood it, that it's a Mekalkel with the Heter of Tzorach Shabbos, the way Chasam Sofer understood it, Mekalkel just means there's no Iser in the first place. The so-called Ran, the pseudo-Ran, Michosim L'Ran, is another Pshat. He says the reason why Shover Odom Es HaChavis, Lech Lemen HaGrogus, because the Chavis is considered secondary to its contents, to the Grogus. That's it. It's bottled to the Grogus. However, that's only what if you intend just to break it to get to the grogus. However, if you intend to make it to a kli, and it indicates that you're going to refill it, obviously, then it's not bottled to these particular grogus. And there's going to be an Easter of binyan v'stira b'kelim. As I mentioned to you before, there's a machlekas about it. I read you the Gemara Kuf Chav Beis Amid Beis. If you look back in that Kuf Beis, Amud Beis, as we can see it inside again, this dispute. Afal Gav, the Kama, in Binyan B'Kalim, this is Tosos Hai, Omeri, that's only half because ours is about Tetrisin. Ava Binyan Gomor Mechayim B'Kalim, Kelo B'Karka, this is Tosos Shita. So the Ran holds the same way, and therefore, if you plan to reuse this barrel, it's going to be an Easter of Steer of the Moor of the Kalin. And if you make a come, if you have a Kamalakos clean, means you're going to reuse it. If not, you smash it, means you're not going to reuse it. Okay, Shoy, Adkan. Rav Bosai, we had the Tosfos. So we had already a Ran and a Sudaran and a Chassam Sofer, all based on Rashi. Now we have Tosfos. Fine. Tosfos says like this. Tosfos quotes a Gemara. V'hacha d'shori is about the 12th wide, narrow line. The Shabbos is achoves b'shun d'mayr b'mustiki. Who said so? K'demuch v'la b'beitza perik mevika d'yayim. What does it mean? Pirish Rashi there. Hainu chavis shvuro medabkin shvorea b'srav sholeit sh'osa b'menu zefes. The current resin. Sap of a tree. Gum. Right? It's held together, you know. It's the whole chavis is hardly hanging together. Right? Very, very weak kind of a barrel. Okay? But if it be a chavis shlema, it would be in fact prohibited. Furish Gemara Beitza. Furish Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch, in fact, quotes this Gemara, as Tosfos said, they should. Shin Yud Dalet, Sif Aleph. So let's quote. No surprise. It's in the Furish Gemara. Ein Binyan V'Sir B'Kelim. When's that? Chavish Shenishba V'Dibek Shvareh V'Zephas. That's okay. Shinav Kavana to make it clean. Okay, if you do it, you have to go into the Tak and Man. Avali Shlema, if you look at also the Shabra Afilu Binyan Shein also Kli. It's prohibited. Why is it prohibited? As the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkon Zal Bitam Stira. Aye, it's not Amanas Livnos. Also, but the Rabbanan Shein. The Vilna Gaon quotes over in the Mishnah Berurah Zayin. No, Ain Stira Bekelim even for a Kli Shlema, unless you want to make a Kli. Later on, the Makom HaPatish. It's a Machlokes HaPoskim. But by the other hand, it's hard to fault the Machabit, one of Gemara. Before she Gemara and Beitza. It's because it's not Shabbos. We've got prejudice against Gemara, because it happened to be in the wrong Masechta. The Masechta Yomtev, not Masechta Shabbos. It's a Before she Gemara, black on white. Having said that, the Shulchan Aruch goes on in Shin Yud Dalet with two other statements. In Siv Zayin, he says, this is based on the another Gemara in Masechta Beitza. Chosama Shebekalim, he says, Tosacha Shal Eitz, also Lafkiel with the Shaber, the Bekalim Nami Shayach Binyan Gomer Vestir Gemara. The quotation is verbatim. Okay. That's Siv Zayin. Okay. Siv Ches. Siv Ches is again Shin Yud Dalet Siv Ches. Chosol Shal Tmara Megrogros. It's right over here. Kuf Mem Vav Mem Aleph. Tanya Chol Chosol Shal Grogros Shal Tmarim Matir Umafkia V'Chotech. So it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Question is why? Why he passed it before Yesh Stira Gemura Bekelin? So why over here in Siv Ches? As they say, Beferish, it's mutter. It's a kasha on the two Gemaras. Right? What's pshat? So he explains over here why is it mutter? She calls that kemosh shover a gozer moshkedim kelelitol haochol shemem. You're making a kli. You're making a shtickle of wicker basket which is used to hold these dates. It's like breaking the shell of a walnut. Het gomer. Says Mishnah Berurah. Dafka hanish the love kelim gemur vein, then a masurin elashit bashwa toron besocha. Avo kli gamur, then a siv zayin, then it's also gamur versus kli, she'eno gamur. What's pshat? We don't know exactly what the words mean, but Rav Moshe has tshuvas about this. And one tshuva he says in Aruch Chaim Kuf Chav Beis, he says, it's batel to its contents. The Sudaran said that, and Pash, we don't hold that way. Depends on the case. The Sudaran said in the case of a regular chavis, which is made for repeated use, you now smash it, shover, indicating you are not going to use it repeatedly. That's that itself a steer. But if it's made for one-time use, then one-time use garnished. But much as the Shuvan Yoredeya, in which he writes in Chelik Beis Siman Mem, not even called the Kli Kabel Tumah. It's a Moshe's favorite psak. You buy a Snapple, right? So it's that. What percentage of Snapples are saved by the person who buys them? Saves about what percentage? Who wants to do this?
Less than one.
Less than one for sure. So if you decide you want to keep it for good, that's your decision. You made the clean. When Mr. Snapple made it, it was intended to be put into the garbage, recycled garbage, plain garbage. That's a different story. But it's not meant to be reused. Oh. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. If you look over here at Tosfos, we read it before, we'll read it again. Tosfos says over here, quoting the Gemara Masechta the Beitza. That's Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Dafka Chavis Shori the Machmas Greyuso Lo Chai Yisaleo. V'leka Lamecha Shem Yiskav and Lassus Kli. Okay? That's why it has to be Mustaki. And if it's not Mustaki, the Isser is, as Rashi says in Masechta the Beitza, you're going to make a Kli out of it. Get an impression from Tosfos. There's no Easter of Stira proper. Problem is, in the very next Tosis, the very, very next Tosis, Tosis talks about an Easter of Stira. Stira. Okay? Question is, how do you reconcile these two things? That's a problem. Stira and two Tosis. Yes, I believe, if you look carefully in the next Tosis, talk about Posacha Shel Eitz, a very strong item. There, if you break it, the Nisir of Stira. But the answer, I believe, is found in the Mordechai. Take a look in the back of the Mordechai. Shin Ayin Tes. Okay. So Rabbi Lezer Mimitz says, "Ain't binyan istir b'kelim." Avin mafteach shel teva v'shabro so lechatchila. Okay, no problem. You can break it. Look at the bottom. The chidush yanshe shem gimel quotes Yagura lo nagu ken. Posaka shel eitz shel matkas also l'shabro lafkia. And erivin also. Yishlomar samachlekes. Okay. Oh, yeah, Shlomo. The Sheyesh, the Toch, Oakland, Lochland, the Shabbos, Oleg Shabbos, the Mitzvah, Shari, it's another text. Says as follows. Yesh. So, this again is an issue which is discussed. There seem to be steers here and steers there. So, apparently, here in the case of the Mordechai, look again in the Chidushan Sheishem again. He says, Raksha wrote to the Paris, discussing the specific details of each and every case. So it could be that the answer is, if you look at this in the small print, what's the shot over here? Are you looking for the Paris? Mamela, whatever it takes, get to the Paris. That's what it is. Okay. So over here, for example, in the case of the Mordechai, you don't want to break the table itself. It's called a stira grua. Okay, take a look. I don't know if you have the same print that I have. It says V'li Nira Vav Lamed Nun, the center of Gimel. Hocha Mar the Benever Mafteach Abul Yochel Liftoch Ayde Sakin Gadol V'Chayotzi V'Bechoska V'Eino Mechave Lishbar Ateva Atzma. Is that mutter? That is Stira Gerua. Are they coming Yishbar also? Nah. Loshen Shvira the Derech Bnei Adam Ulik was also Psicha Shvira. There, that's what's called a stira gemura. This is what the Anshe Shem says towards the end of Sivkot and Gimel. A major yisot comes like this: a barrel. You're only trying to get the figs out. That's our Mishnah. V'haraya, you're trying to maybe fix it up on top. It should be nice. You're not going to try to break the entire barrel. Therefore, there's no reason to steer it. But posacha shel etz u'matches, we're breaking completely. The Tosfos of Yom Kippur Masechet Matir, and now on Kuf Mem Bamed Alef. Then, in fact, the Yisrael will be called Stira Gemura. That's the answer of the Anshe Shem. Others say, no. There's an Issa Stira Gemura here by Chavis too. The question becomes, but the Gemara said in the Beferish and Beitz Alam and Gimel and Beis that the problem is Shema, as Tosfos quotes it very faithfully and loyally. What's the problem over here? You're afraid he's going to make a Pesach Yafeh. So how can you Tosfos say over here in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav, how can Tosfos say elsewhere? They say in Erevin, there's an Isser of Stira. The Gemara says it's an Isser of Shem Yiskav and Lassos Kli. So the answer, the only answer for that Tosfos in Erevin is like the Chazon Ish says. Chazon Ish says, you look carefully in the Gemara in Masechta Beitza on the Lamed Gimel and Beis. It says, look, it has to be talking about Mustafi. Why? Because otherwise it's an Isser of Stira. So it says in Erev, and that's what gets quoted over here. It's an Issa Stira. Has to be. The Mela, once it has to be referring to the case of Mustaki. Why? To avoid an Issa of Stira. The Mela, there's no problem of Shema Yasakli because it's a very weak chavis. That's a very original pshat. Now, what about Mustaki? So why are we afraid of Mustaki? He's going to make it clean. So Machlok is the debate of that flam is Gilin Lebez between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says, look, it's so shvach. Who's going to be my triach to make a kli if it's ultimately going to fall apart anyway? Quant to Rashi, if you decided to really do it, you're going to be sugar, you do it anyway. It means it's a rice and passions. Quant to Tosis, no. Mustaki, shvach. Even if you'll do it, it's going to be only an iser. It's going to be an iser derabbanan. Yes, derabbanan. I thought it's a machlokes as a shitos. Why? Because Tosos is an Issa Stira Gemura by Shviras Chavis. Tosos is an error. Must be that Mustaki is fundamentally different than a regular Chavis. It's fundamentally different from regular Chavis, no Issa of Stira. It's equally fundamentally different than a regular Chavis, no Issa of Binyan. But Rashi, the Shittos, we said before, Ein Binyan is Stira Bekelim, Klal, at all. That's the Chasam Sol at the beginning. There's no source to say that there's no Easter of Makkabah Padish by Mustaki. Why not? Presumably there is. Well, am I not afraid it's going to happen? Because a person's not going to invest the time and effort to fix it up if it's falling apart anyway. Oh. Now, it's interesting. Back here in Tosis. Tosis is as follows. Towards the end of the Tosis over here on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, the top Tosis. The Afal Gav, the Hosan, right? Power says Gemara. Just think of, make a left turn. Afal Gav, the Hosan Bebeit, Elo Mukmin and Achi, El Rabbi Lezer, the Parach, the Les, Le Rabbi Lezer, Hod Etznan Shovad Amasachomis. And they answered Mustaki, Mikomakom, says Tosis, Afilu Le Rabbanon, Mi Boy Luk Mi Achi, the Rabbanon Lo Pligi and Rabbi Lezer, the Kamal Yikdamenu, Pierce Lo Yikdam, as Haadas, the Riachbo, El Bishun, the Eus, Svirle, the biktimas kisim chayav chatas shakot molachos moshina. If you take a piece of block and make it into a toothpick, in Cain, ilo makmina lo b'mustaki alayu ikal demifrach fules lehu hodet nan bechule. You can be bold in the name of the liba the kulu I'm Arabic is in the mustaki. Hashas yishaper shvaitzer shaper. So Tosis is saying over here in Shabbos Kufan Vav, although the Gemara says it has to be most according to Rabbi Lezer. It's equally true according to the opinion of the Rabbam. However, no. The Ritva says here that according to Rabbanan, the Mishnah is not Mustaki. It's not Mustaki. There's no Gzeirah Shema Yikav El Nasas Kli. Because even if he did, it's going to be the Rabbanan. Why? Since Kalachayat. Kalachayat. So what's going to happen over here? Look at the Mishnah. How do you understand this, Rabbi Osei? We read the Mishnah together. Shover Adam es achoves lechol imen agrogris uvilvash lo yiskavin lasos kli. What does that mean? So Rashi, lenok v'yofa bepesach no. So according to Rashi, the Mishnah is, you may do action A, But the example has to do with action B. That's the Beferish. The Ritvasim say no. The exact same action. Exact same action. It all depends upon what your kavan is. What your kavan is. That's Pashup Shat. It all depends on kavan asalev. Where do you find that? Beferish Gemara and Beitza Daflam and Gimel. You take a block and you want to chip it down. If it's made some kind of besummon. Lahariach bo mutter. You chip it because it gives out greater smell. Mutter. But if it's lactose moshinov, Rabbi Osai, chayev. Can you imagine from mutter to chayev? All depends on what's in your heart. Wow. I thought it was for in our Mishnah as well. As well. Amazing. So therefore, comes out according to this, you paskin, you can even break a chavis shlema. So the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins are Mishnah Keturah. So nothing about mustaki. Apparently, according to the Rabbanon, there's no problem, you don't need mustaki, only according to Rabbi Lezer. Finished. That's what it says. Now, it's interesting. The Ran, back in those two dots, I don't have to look it now. Kuv Beis and Kuv Chav Beis. In both places, the Ran says, there's Yesh Binyan, if you create a Kli. But he says there's no Stira. In other words, Rashi says there's no Binyan of Stira in Kelim ever. Tosa says, Yesh Binyan Gomer V'Kelim, Yesh Stira Gomer V'Kelim. The Ran says, apparently there's Binyan Gomer V'Kelim, but there's no Stira Gomer V'Kelim. What's the difference? What's the difference between one and the other? It's all the same thing. So Rabbi Yishe talks about that same tshuva, about the camps. You look, you'll see. So to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch asks Stira Gemura Bekelim. That's in Sif Zayin. It's possible you can open a can on top because there's no chashash. You mean miyape es hashvira. As we saw before in the Anshe Shem. He's not trying to break the thing. He just wants to get a hold of his tuna fish. Rabbi Moshe says there are two reasons why there's no always a stira. According to the Ran, ain't steer of a kelim, for whatever reason. According to Tarsus, no, it's like chosolos, for one-time use. Chosolos, we saw in the Gemara, we saw in Shulchan Aruch. It's for one-time use, it's bottled to its content. It's bottled to its content. Oh, so, fine, that's what he says. I think Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I think, agrees to Rabbi Moshe, this Nakuda. Good, Rabbi Osai, so far, so good. So it seems to me so far, you'll light up in a tuna fish can, as Rabbi Moshe seems to pass the mikra did, better than Yimachu before Shabbos, but strictly speaking, it would appear to be permissible. Okay?
I told you to throw away the can?
We all throw away cans. We all throw away cans nowadays. Chazanish, in his day, they kept cans to put nails in. Well, who wouldn't have ever stored nails in tuna fish cans? So times have changed, Rabbi Osai. We don't do it anymore that way. Fine.
What about if you only had half of it? So technically you
go... Yeah, but you left the... Yeah, right. But you leave half behind. First of all, today they say it's dangerous. It's mercury that people put in Tupperware. People don't... When I grew up, I always took a can, tuna fish can, had half, left the other half in the fridge. Who does that these days? Shiva boys still do it? Shiva boys, okay.
Very dangerous.
Huh?
You shouldn't do it. It's not good. You're right.
They say mercury. I don't know.
You're no, okay? Not mercury.
It's spoiling and stuff.
No, you're not supposed to put it refrigerator also. It's not good. Chemicals come out.
Well, whatever it may be, we did it when we were young, everyone did it before they knew about these so-called dangers. Whatever it may be. But even that, if they did it, it's not reused.
What I'm saying is if one person decided for whatever reason to use it.
It's not reused, it's the same use. When you finish the tuna tomorrow, you throw the whole thing out. That's not called reused. That's the same use. Same use. Fine. Rabosa. Let's discuss the following situation. What about a Coke can? Pop up Coke. Is that mutter or is that us? So Shlomo Zalman is matter it. It's matter it. Why? Why? It's a Pesach Yafeh. How many $1 million do you think Coca-Cola invested? Because that specialized shape. You know, wah. Delicious. Huh? Just the right shape to be able to drink from. You think it came cheap? That's a Pesach Yafeh. If I ever heard of one. So, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, He's going to throw it out. No Yisr of Pesach Yov. That's a Chiddush Nifla Benayr. Chiddush Nifla Benayr. You throw it out. No Yisr Pesach Yov. I thought for sure it was Yisr Pesach Yov. Rav Moshe Paskins. If you open a milk container, it's Yisr D'oraisa. Should we see this much? I'm going to throw out a milk container. But you're making a Pesach Yov, a spout, Pesach Yov. So therefore, this is to me a Chiddush Nifla. I don't think that we can rely on Rav Shlomo Zalman at all. Not only that, I saw the Or LeZion has a very nice word. Shlomo Zalman starts to say, well, you know, if you look in the Gemara, it's the Pesach Yofel Kamechavein, or the Ayin Yofel, the Pesach Mechavein, the whole story. But Or LeZion says, you know what you can do? You want to cut this out? Don't open it all the way. Try it next time. Try it on Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. Then just open it halfway. And you want to put the Coke into a bottle? Take an extra few seconds. It's all going to come out. No problem. Just to be uncomfortable. Drink from it. Oh, that makes matters worse. The fact that you have an alternative to take it out when you can't drink from it and get all the Coke out, that indicates that you're trying to get it to be a, you know, to make it nice to drink from. It seems to me, with the father of the Or LeZion, the Tzion Abba Shaul, I'm not willing to be makel like Rav Shlomo Zalman. And same thing with the milk container. Rav Moshe Tshuva is in Chelek Dalet, Simon Ayin Ches, to Yisr D'oraisa. He pilpels back and forth. Is it a neck of Chodesh or a neck of Yosha? That's a Gemara, I'll say over here, in Kuf Mem Vav Omud Beis. Take a look at this for a second. Kuf Mem Vav Omud Beis. The Gemara talks about as follows. The Shomesh Enoch with Nekev Yoshan Lechatchila. That's the fourth line. Right? What's a Nekev Yoshan? Is Lamala, Lamata, a whole different places. So Rav Moshe is Mekel, Lamata, right? Lamata min Hashmorim. I don't know. There, you got an impression. You have to, if you look in Rabbi Kivega and Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Yud Aleph Tzav Beis, that means the strongest possible opening, which is closed as strongly as possible. Okay? So, I don't know. If you look in the, if you know, I ever see these things, if you make a mistake and open the wrong side of the milk container,
yeah.
Much harder. So I saw that a Pituche Chosam. He argues in Rabbi Moshe. He says, the one you're supposed to open is not the strongest one. So therefore, it's not the strongest one. So why is Rabbi Moshe asking you? The problem, of course, is the whole thing is wrong. The facts are wrong. It's not Yashin at all. Ever go to a milk factory? There's a milk factory not far in Riverdale. They used to go there all the time. The way they make their food, they go this. They have a carton straight up. Then they have a pinch. It's an assembly line. A pinch. And then comes the heat seal on top. That spout, which you create, when you open the book, it never existed in history. This is gracious. You did the first one. And if I think it's a Shalom, he's a Daraisa. And aside from that, not he's a Marzev. It's like a Mefurish Gemara over here on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. There's a separate Isser of making a spout. Right? Isser Gzer Mishum Marzev. Towards the bottom of Kuf of Mem Vav Amud Beis. How can the possibly be mutter? It's Marzev. Marzev. So they give this Pituche Chosim as different terutzim. It's only a Marzev which is separate from the Chavis. Or it was made in a way to become a Marzev. Oops, I don't believe it. Before I end, I just want to say one more Nakuda. We talk about the soda bottles. Or wine bottles, grape juice bottles, which they have now these twist-off caps. So I thought that's Hetagama. The Bavad deposit. Hetagama. Why? He didn't do anything. It was a clean before. It's a clean now. I used to be a clean to hold in the fizz. Right. And now it's a clean to open and shut. It doesn't hold the fizz in that well once you open, as we well know. So what? So he was a clean before, clean afterwards. The fact that it changed a little bit shouldn't matter whatsoever. Cain Nira Lee. Now, the post can bring a rife from a Gemara Mefuresh and Beta, Lamed Beis Amen Aleph. It's called Ilfusin Choronios, which means you have these, it's a two-part thing. You break it in half, Now it can serve as two different bowls. That's considered to be permissible. And here too, should be considered to be permissible. Reb Shlomo Zalman makes a distinction between metal and plastic. I don't see the difference, right? Well, if it's metal, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, how can you open the old fat? I got for Purim for Shalach Manos, I got one of those old fashioned bottles, beer bottles. Give me beer, it doesn't know anything about me. They even a Sprite bottle I saw in my kitchen today with all those caps, the old fashioned caps. I had to start for 40 years. But then, so I'm sure that's how you open that. So by me, it's no problem. It was a cap, and now it's a cap. Well, now you can just open like this. You don't have to change it in any way. What's it, Superman? You open like this. You have to bend it. Yeah? You have to change it a little bit. So I thought that's mutter, and this is also mutter. So I'm giving you my brief scorecard. Tuna fish cans, make your dinner is permissible. As of the soda twist off caps, the fancy whole soda cans, and the milk containers, I thought are Pesach Yafa. I thought it's awesome. I'll stop here.
Yeah, I think so.